I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see sunshine today, a bit on the warm side with a high of 85 degrees. Winds will be south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. We're still a little more than 3 months away, but as the 2017 solar eclipse gets closer, many local tourism officials say they're lining up entertainment activities. But as WSIU's Kevin Boucher reports, local leaders involved in public safety have their own planning to do.
It is the only hospital in the county.
That's Benton Fire Chief Shane Cockrum talking about the vital role of Franklin Hospital in Benton.
You know, we work together all the time, and that's what we really try to do.
In the event Benton first responders are needed and there's so much traffic that they have trouble getting to the scene of a wreck, Cockrum says they'll have other units standing by in different locations.
I think on that day we will try to divide our resources up and maybe send them, south to a 149 or north to 154, just to prepare so, in the event that we have an incident on the interstate, we can come from both directions.
Cockrum added the goal will be to shorten the response time in case first responders are needed. I'm Kevin Boucher.
And you can find more information about the 2017 eclipse and its planning at our website, WSIUnews.org. You can also listen in as our eclipse coverage continues with another special segment May 22nd. Most emergencies happen with little or no warning. That includes the flooding that's currently impacting several southern Illinois communities. And while everyone is expected to make sure they're ready for a disaster, IEMA's spokesperson Patty Thompson says there are some extra things to consider for those with functional needs.
We have a guide, and it has preparedness tips for a variety of populations, like people with cognitive impairments, those who are deaf or hard of hearing, people who use life support systems, have mobility impairments.
That guide, plus videos in American Sign Language, is available on the website, www.ready.illinois.gov. Numerous doctors from around the United States could soon become eligible to treat patients in Missouri's underserved areas. It's all a part of a planned expansion of the first-in-the-nation law aimed at addressing doctor shortages. The newly passed Missouri legislation would broaden the reach of a 2014 law that sought to bridge the gap between communities in need of doctors and physicians in need of jobs. Supporters have touted the law as a model for other states. It created a new category, assistant physicians. That's for people who graduate from medical school and pass key medical exams, but they weren't placed in residency programs. It took nearly 2 years to implement. Missouri's new legislation turns back the clock so those who became ineligible during the slow rollout can still qualify. Sunshine in the forecast today. Expect a high near 85 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.